I'm Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome back to Just Friends.
Yep.
No back cheering.
No cheering. I'm actually like, we weren't positive we were going to record this episode. Let's be clear. But when we decided we are, and like, I proposed this. I mean, I texted you last week being like emergency pod ? Cause like,
yeah.
We do have to talk about some of the stuff.
This mug is burning my hands.
Is it really hot?
Sorry, everyone.
I kind of want some of the tea, too.
It's, like, actually burning.
I made really good tea, by the way.
How can you hold it? And now you're gulping into the microphone.
To be clear, it's, like, really, like, more than lukewarm.
No, I don't mean the tea. I mean the temperature.
Maybe mine's not as hot.
It is hot.
Okay.
Okay, moving on.
All right,
emergency pod.
Emergency pod.
Yeah.
I mean... It's kind of weird saying this.
Okay, do it.
I'm just like not feeling lit up right now about the pod.
Same.
And we've talked about it off.
It's so awkward. Okay,
because we're recording an episode talking about it, which is like,
I know.
And what really sucks, and it's so out of the question for me right now, but it's like, what really sucks is that when we started the pod, we were like, we're only going to do this when it makes it like, this is to make us feel good. Like, it was so much more about us than the listener. Like, I literally remember having a conversation, maybe it was on or off, I don't know if we have a record of it, of being like, we're only going to do this until it's not fun anymore.
Yeah.
And like, right now it's not fun. Mm-hmm. But in my head, there's no chance that I'm stopping the pod.
Same.
So it's like really confused. And I feel like we're making mediocre content right now. Like, that's what I want to name this episode. It's like, we literally came to record today and we were like, what are we going to talk about? And we were like, oh, there's not much to say.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, well, I guess we're talking about the pod.
I'm also like, I feel though that in the past, like, I don't feel like us sitting down and clicking record has produced mediocre content.
No.
I feel like it's produced some of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, and maybe this will be a great episode.
So, yeah, but I'm also like, I feel like that's emblematic of like you and I feeling like mediocre generally.
Well, yeah, last night we were talking about how we're just boring people right now.
Yeah, more like, than rough. I know. More than like, you know what I mean, though? Like, I think us feeling like us just sitting down and talking would be mediocre. To me,
yes.
I don't really feel like that's about the podcast as much as it is about, like, other stuff.
Well, okay, yeah. Like,
feelings in life.
I get what you're saying. Because even, like, last night, what we talked about was very similar to everything we always talk about.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's all, we're dealing with the same stuff. And, like, I feel like when we started the pod... It was like, first of all, when we started the – and this is like just talking about content in general. But like when you start – like we had so many different conversations to have.
Yes.
And we still actually have a lot of conversations we need to have. We need to talk – like there's – like as I think about conversations that I want to have on the pod, we haven't talked about cancel culture yet. We haven't talked about astrology. We have like a lot of conversations we haven't had.
Yeah.
But like for some reason, whenever we actually – at least whenever I think about recording the pod, it's like, what the fuck are we going to talk about? Like I have nothing to say.
I mean, recording – a conversation with your best friend every week for a year and a half. And
like 70 plus episodes. That's crazy.
It's insane. And also when we're not recording anything that's like, like, I don't even know how to say this other than like gossip. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like we're not going to record us like our shit talking sessions.
What if?
But I know, but that's
if,
a lot of like...
Leave a comment if you want us to change the format.
No, I'm just like thinking about like anyone that I see this frequently and talk to this extent with, like it. There's no way that all of the conversations are something that is okay to be recorded.
No, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like us, I think it's just natural that we have a limited
of course.
Bucket of stuff to choose
and
from.
Still come up with content, which is the crazy part. And now one of the things is the issue with like how you're incentivized to create content where it's like, okay, like, I mean, it relates to the like Instagram thing. We're doing things that we don't really want to do. It's like we feel incentivized to do it every week.
That is good
now,
tea.
Good tea, right?
Yeah. I need like an oven mitt to hold this.
Oh, the pobrecita. You want me to get you an oven mitt?
Keep going.
I will dead ask
no,
you an oven
sorry.
Mitt just because that would be the funniest thing
talking.
Ever. Just like a massive yellow glove.
Keep talking.
It's really not hot, not hot, guys.
Can you just keep going, please?
But also, like, okay, the thing is, like, I also can't really imagine not recording every week.
Well, because that
like,
feels
frankly,
off.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Off and awful, yeah.
Like, what? And, like, also, like, we do this. Like, it's insane when you really think about it, like that we like record, edit, and publish an episode every single
it
week.
It takes, and especially forever. With video.
Well, that's the whole
thing. That's the whole thing. Well, I'm like,
I don't think that's the whole thing for me.
No, not the whole thing. But I feel like it's so, I feel like, for me, I feel like the video has made it impossible to not think about the listener.
Yes. Whoa.
And
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
And that's your guys' fault.
That's your fault. And it's not your fault. It's like social media. It's like algorithms' fault, right? Like we edit, we make these little video promos and they do so much better than anything we were doing over
so
Zoom.
So much better.
But one, I don't know how that translates to listeners.
Doesn't.
I'm like, we get followers and then I'm like, okay.
So it looks like we're more yeah. like substantial, but whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah. And I'm like, what does that help us do? I don't know. Like, that doesn't take us anywhere. And I think, like, yes, it's also the nature of doing a podcast or creating anything for this long that you start to think about, like, what direction am I taking it in? Like, how are we trying to market this in a specific way? Like, are we trying to get more listeners or keep it for us? Blah, blah, blah. I think all of that is natural. And, like, obviously we're thinking about the listener more than we were when we started it in your dorm room. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm never editing the podcast. Like, in the stages after we record, I'm never not thinking about the listener.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Which sucks. Even though we love you guys.
Yeah. It's just like,
it just
I think that
the
makes
whole format.
People create worse content.
I agree. Okay, so wait. Can I have a few things to riff on here?
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry,
there's
I segued us
Collier
to video.
Point that I want
to
talk about.
Uh-huh. Oh, but, that was such. Yeah. I listened to the whole thing.
Okay, I haven't finished the whole thing, but I got far. But let me like pinpoint.
Sorry.
That.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to mention though is that focusing on the listener. Oh, I think that this really paradoxical and frustrating dilemma that we find ourselves in, which is like, I think what happened is that during Copenhagen, I was really liking the episodes we were recording. I knew the format we needed to shift it a little bit, but like it was feeling really good.
And fun.
And so fun. And our topics, I mean, I still loved the aspect of like delving into a topic and like learning more about it because that fed my curiosity in a real way. But nevertheless, then like we like, okay, we could like, you and I had a conversation where we were like, wait, we like, if this was an opportunity to pursue out of college, we would want to do that.
Yes.
Right? And that was a big moment for both of us to admit that. It's a vulnerable. But then we're like, okay, so then we need to like grow the pod. That was the logical thing.
Do you still feel that way?
What?
That you would pursue it after
Let
college?
Let me finish this.
Okay,
sentence.
Sorry.
But then.
Let me finish.
But the ironic part is that it's like, okay, but as we pursue it more, it becomes less about for us and it's become less fun. And right now, I wouldn't want to pursue it out of college. Mm-hmm. Where we're at right now, even though all we're trying to do is like grow the pod to let us do that. And that goes right to the Jacob Collier point, who had a great podcast with the Colin and Samir show, which I'm going to link in the pod. Like, Colin and Samir show gets a great shout out. I love their podcast. They just talk to creators.
Uh-huh.
And maybe we should talk. I mean, maybe they should. Maybe we can talk to them. Please
they
come.
They should have us on.
But like, the Jacob Collier like has this really interesting point about how like he's or the whole podcast, it's just about what he wants to create, right? Like he like his entire career is just what feels right to him.
He said no to Quincy Jones's management offer like the second he was discovered,
and he's like not making pop songs even though that's what people want.
Uh-huh.
And he's not doing these massive performances. He's like being a little shy kid in the corner until eventually he grew into that.
Yeah.
Because all he cares about is creating.
Yeah.
And it like made me question of like, okay, like I've been talking a lot about niching down because I do think that if you want to be a successful pod in like such a
We want to be if we want to be a successful pod in such a
but like busy market.
Okay. I don't know what you were thinking of.
Not subsidized. Damn it. How is the word like whatever. Okay.
I don't know entrepreneurial words.
Point, right?
Yes.
Like 2 million podcasts out there. Like, how are we supposed to stand out? We need to have something where it's like, oh, that's what they do.
Yep.
Right? Colin Samir, they talk to creators. That's what we've been talking a lot about is like how to niche down. But that goes also against listening to what we want to create.
Yeah.
And sometimes it changes.
Yeah.
And so trying to like find that balance of like the reason I want to be a creator in any capacity professionally is to have that freedom to actually go and like listen to that heart. But as soon, because of the attention economy, because of how creators now work and how they're monetized, and how, damn it, I thought I had the word. I
was what the hell?
But like, but it's like, we don't get a focus on that.
I thought you just like saw something in the background.
No, I had the
like,
word.
Damn
too.
It. Okay.
It's such an obvious word too. It's going to kill me. It'll come to me at some point. Okay.
Maybe this should be our niche.
Just how, like, not knowing words.
Yes. I'm like, we get listeners because they always in the comments are like, this is the word you were thinking of.
Yeah, no one has ever fixed one of our words.
No.
So y'all DM us if you know what word we're talking about. No. Okay.
I don't know what
no,
it is.
I know you don't.
Okay. You were saying, you were on a good rant though.
But no, the rant is just that like, we're kind of finding this paradox of like wanting to pursue something more intensely, mm-hmm. but the only way to pursue it is make it less fun in some ways. Now, I don't think that has to be true, but that's what we're, I feel where we're at.
Yeah. I feel like, I think, I remember
saturated.
Oh, not sub.
Okay. Well, okay. S.
Okay.
Saturated. There you go. Saturated market.
My there
bad.
We go. Saturated market, 2 million podcast. How do we survive? So I feel like everything you said is correct. I feel like since we've had the conversation in whatever, in the fall, when we were both abroad, about like admitting / accepting we want to take this to a new or next level or whatever and like continue it after college in a like idealistic way, like that would be super fun. I think I like wasn't really considering, like I haven't really been thinking about that goal in how we've been operating. Like I think that was probably something that I was like, I'm glad we're on the same page about. Mm-hmm. But I don't think for me it's been such an explicit correlation between like we're doing video, blah, 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 because we're trying to go grow the pod to do it after mm-hmm. college. So I think I haven't lost the like do it after college want mm-hmm. as much as you have, just because I've been thinking of it in a different way. But did any of that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. But
it also is like expected, I feel like, for both of our personality.
Yeah.
Vibes.
Yes. I'm like, duh. But yeah, I'm also definitely feeling like the least positive about the podcast.
Yeah.
Than I have ever, which yeah. sucks.
Which sucks.
And I think it's because of all of the things we just talked about. Like, I don't think we're missing anything. And I'm like, I don't really know. I really enjoyed the Jacob Collier podcast. I don't listen to the Colin and Samir show, but Jude sent me that. And I
and
listened
it took
to
them
it. And it was really
years
good.
To yes. figure out what it's done. Like, that's the yeah. other thing is like, we are like, we've been doing this for a long time, but we're a year and a half, 2 years in.
Also,
which is like good for us, but like it takes time to like learn how to like create content at a high level that is actually yeah. engaging to audiences and is satisfying to you.
It's also not our full-time job.
It's not a full-time job.
At all. And I think we take it for granted how much work it is and how many hours we put into it weekly.
Yeah.
It's like insane.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know. I'm a really big fan of what Jacob said on podcast of like, you know, you kind of along the lines of like, when you know, like you create until you found something that like works and then you stick with that
yeah.
and then you can keep adapting that. I also like Colin and Samir thinking about the 13 year thing and now they're here. I can't help but think like, so are they happy now with their mm-hmm. content or is that just like the niche that they've found works? Because
mm-hmm.
to me, those are super different. And I think that's where I get stuck with, like, our talks about, like, niching down. Because I'm, like, I'm sure that right now we could pick, like, three niches
mm-hmm.
that would all feel generally good. Like, uh-huh. we could do them and push for that
yep.
and could do it well. And I'm also, like, one for me that takes away the potential of changing it. If we've decided, like, this is the podcast and we're marketing it in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also, like, I don't know. When I think back on last season, like, right now, I feel like it was so preferable to what we're doing now.
Last season as in
the fall. Yeah.
Yeah.
But toward the end of the fall, I was like, this is not feeling correct at all.
I also agree with that.
Yeah.
We had conversations being like, okay, like it was so fun at times. And then also there were times where it was like, and yeah. Just to play devil's advocate, I was, when you were saying like, I've never disliked the pod as much as I do right now. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude, sophomore spring when we would like come to my room at like 11:30 p.m. to record an episode.
Correct.
And we'd record an episode and then you would like, and then I'd kick you out and go to bed.
And it was like,
and no one was happy. There were multiple episodes that during that run where it was just like draining and not fun. But
that's super
the
correct.
Episodes that we were creating, when I'd listen back, I'd be like, oh yeah. Like, like,
but is that just a retrospect thing, though?
Maybe.
Like, could we listen back on these and be like, that was really good this season?
Maybe, yeah.
Doubtful.
It does feel different.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a very good devil's advocate. That's correct. I feel like maybe more accurate thing to say is that, like, even in those instances where I was like, whatever, the way we were recording was so fucked up and, like, it felt so insane.
So insane.
I feel like the content was still good. Like, we felt good about it in the moment.
Mediocre content and not feeling fulfilled in the moment.
Yeah. Right?
Like, there are times where this thing is just a lot of work. And, like, there have been a lot of times where I don't love the podcast. But, like, not because I love it so much, like a child. But, like, it's annoying me today, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't really want to edit, like, the episode or whatever. That's different than listening back and be like, should we, like, be sharing this thought? Like, is it that exciting? Is it
but
that
to,
such
yeah,
good discourse?
To me, that's because we're thinking about the listener.
I agree.
No,
I agree. Because the episode, and I think our interviews are good. I think when we talk to guests, there's something about, like, I think we're really good at getting to, like, the real meat of conversation. And we've had a lot of conversations, you and I.
Yeah.
70 plus hour long conversations, plus our entire friendship, which is, like, just conversations.
Yes.
So it's like, how many, like, there aren't that many more topics that I need to, like, have with you. But that's not true. It's just, it feels that way when you think about it, when you're trying to, like, package it in an episode.
Yeah. And when you're trying to be like, does this align with whatever the rest of our podcast is, right?
Yes.
Like, in the fall, you were bringing in random topics that were exciting and didn't have to do anything
and
with
anything. And I had a massive list of things I wanted to research.
Yeah.
Because it was just curiosity.
I think... Also, one more thing about comparing it to last spring feeling bad. I was still like, obviously, this is bad right now because of our schedule. But like, because of my busyness and because, like, you know what I mean? There was external factors where I was still like, this is not a podcast problem. And right now, I'm like, it's a podcast problem.
I agree.
Like, more than, you know what I mean?
I agree.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
Unfortunately.
It's not a scheduling. It's not, there definitely have been scheduling conflicts that have made me stressed.
Yeah.
There have been, like, a lot of work. But, like, last time when we recorded, like, 4 episodes in, like, 2 weeks or something, that was crazy.
Yeah.
But it does feel different still. It feels,
like, it feels
different.
Like a, I don't know. I feel like I'm feeling a sort of, like, directionless thing.
I agree.
Like, I just don't know where.
That's the.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say is, like, when this also goes to Jacob Collier, which also, do you want to give, like, a one sentence explanation of who this guy is? Because we keep, like, throwing his name around.
I don't even know. He's like, he just released Jesse Volume 4. He's this guy. I can't give it one sentence. He's this British musician who was kind of always deemed a prodigy. Now people are like, he's a genius. And he just released this album, which he says has 150,000 plus people on it, because he does a lot of, like, audience participation.
It's crazy.
In his concerts. And also there are, like, 30 actual musician features on it as
they
well.
They call him the Mozart of Gen Z.
Yeah, there
which
you
is
go.
Like a crazy.
And he clearly has a crazy, crazy grasp on music theory.
Yeah.
And, like, invents new keys and scales and, like, no one really understands what he's doing ever, and then somehow it sounds good and everyone's crying. So he's a very interesting case study.
And as someone who doesn't listen to much music and like I would, that wouldn't be the niche I would listen to a podcast about. He's just a genius creative.
Yes.
And
clearly very philosophical.
Yeah.
Like, the whole podcast was very intellectually stimulating.
Yeah.
And, like, based. I recommend it.
Me too.
Okay. Jacob Collier.
And but what he was talking about is, like, just, like, doing what you want to do. You know what I mean? And, like, I think that's one thing that we haven't talked about with the niche part is, like, forgetting, like, using the term niche, which is, like, categorizing it. What we haven't talked about is, like, what do we want to, like, explore? Because I know I like exploring with you. I like creating with you. Those two things have been like clear from the get-go. And they stayed true today. The question though is that like what I'm actually like excited to like look into and like try and grapple with, that's become more opaque. Because it used to be like, okay, well, we can just talk about these things. Wow, I need a new computer. Oh my God. Wait, please tell me it's still recording. I think it's still recording, but I can't tell. It's still recording. Oh, yeah.
Wait. It was because it was my computer. Sound happen?
No, it was that my iPhone was available, and so I wanted to know if I wanted to use my iPhone.
Wait, did you hear it make a sound just now?
No.
You just knew. How did you know
well,
that it was?
No, it just started. It started my computer.
Oh,
started, like,
oh,
okay, that's the other thing, guys. The technology that's involved, it is, I'd say, probably 3.5 times more work on my end slash and your end because you're doing the social media now. It's like
definitely your
is, like,
end though.
So like from just the studio setup to like taking like the audio files which record somewhere else which don't always record to a camera that doesn't always. It's like a lot.
And the lights that always are out of battery.
Yeah. Okay. So it's recording.
What's
oh
it
God.
Doing? I'm
it
so scared.
Just, it's so stressful. My hands all every time. It's just unnecessary anxiety with for extra technology that doesn't actually. Maybe it adds a lot to you guys. Let us know. But. I don't
yeah. I mean, I talked to my dad about this, who was like,
no, what? My mom didn't even know you could watch on Spotify still.
No, my dad was like, I don't understand how the video is elevating the pod, right?
Yeah, I think
and
it's hard to track.
Esme, on the other hand, was like, the video was such a good idea. I love it. Oh. And I don't know. I'm
Which,
like,
I watch only video podcasts now.
I never watch video podcasts. Never. I listened to the Jacob one.
You didn't watch it?
No.
I mean, I don't like watch it like explicitly, but it's there. So I just like put it on like. Literally, because every podcast is now showing this. It's like now just an
okay,
option.
Can I bring up another thing?
Yeah, but there was another point about
Jacob.
Oh, exploring. No, it's fine. Yeah,
exploring.
We can just, that's just like a pinpoint. Just like, what do we want to actually explore together?
I think that's a good
about.
Pinpoint. Coming, can we come back to it? This
sure.
is a little interjection. So you sent me another Colin and Smear podcast that was with Emma Chamberlain.
Yes.
And she was so explicitly, and they agreed, like, I feel like I was recording such better episodes when video was not involved.
Yep.
She was like, sometimes I wear fucking sunglasses
yep.
when
to
I'm
not
recording.
Feel the lights.
Yeah. And we don't even have like an intense studio set up
nope,
at
it's
all.
Like my living room. But
yeah. yeah. And I'm also just like, I don't know. Feels like I'm thinking back right now. We also are not wearing headphones. Like
yep.
I'm not hearing your voice,
yep.
which.
Which I like the headphones when we.
I like, liked the headphones
too.
I don't like them visually.
Me too.
But I'm like thinking back to when we were recording just audio with the headphones mm-hmm. on in your room.
Yep.
Like that's when it felt the best.
Okay,
right?
But I do like that it's even less like because there's video, I can stumble like that. What I just did, like I can stumble, and that's pretty normal.
Yes.
With audio podcast, it does feel like it needs to be a little bit more edited, a little bit more filtered.
But I enjoyed editing those, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I enjoyed, like, not all the time. Like, sometimes it was like, fuck, this is, like, taking 3 hours. Like, we were all over the place. But I also think that was mostly because we didn't understand the through line of recording a podcast
yeah.
yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there were some earlier episodes and we'd literally have to, like,
oh
move entire sections around
crazy.
And, like,
yeah.
cry. And you and I were both, like,
that was awful.
Breaking
like,
up.
Like, Sci City
yeah.
hour-long
yes.
sessions.
But I think, like, I don't know. Okay. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I also interrupted the Emma Chamberlain thing. So
no,
you can keep going on that if you want.
I think that was all I was going to say. That I'm just, like, it's so interesting to me to hear of, like, this brings me back to the whole are Colin and Samir happy? Like with their niche and like is like all these people have found their niche and their successful podcasts and they are like, I liked it better before.
Yeah. And the people that don't have to niche down, typically it feels like are the pioneers of the space. Right. So like,
yeah,
I don't actually think Emma Chamberlain has to niche down that much.
Or because, topic like, wise, she does not
no,
at
exactly,
all.
Because
yeah.
it's just who she is and she's famous already from and she has followers who love her and love. And so like, they come. But when you're trying to build a following, also not that many people. I really actually can't come up with many, like Bobby, but she was also a comedian before. Like, try to build audiences as podcasters. You're using a different platform.
YouTube.
Right?
Most of them are
YouTube.
YouTubers.
Yeah. Or
yeah.
influencers or whatever.
Yeah.
The other thing I was just going to say, though, is... I think that we've, like, kind of broken down the problem in a nice way, but it's, like, leaves a lot of questions where it's, like... Okay, there are structural pieces of the Just Friends pod right now that we both don't like. And they're actually pretty simple to change. We have to decide if we want to change them. But one is like going back to audio only. One is like getting rid of Instagram, because if you get rid of video, you kind of have to get, or not get rid of Instagram maybe completely, mm-hmm. but like not do the social media promo videos.
Yeah.
And et cetera, right? There's other avenue. Like, but there's a lot of like, there's things that we could wear headphones. Like there's a happy medium we could find in those, but there's structural problems. I don't know, and this is the scary part, mm-hmm. and probably why I'm like so a little bit reluctant to change those, if those changes are gonna fix everything else.
I think there's
another underlying thing, which is just the pressure to create content.
Yeah.
And be on it and be on a schedule. And we've done 3 seasons and we've talked a lot about a lot of things and we've talked a lot of cool people. And I still want to create more content, but it's like pressure to keep creating.
Okay, can I
it ends up in mediocre content.
Yeah. Can I give a shout out to someone? And it also is going to embarrass both of us.
Oh, God. Okay.
So Arden, shout out.
Shout out, Arden.
You told me this, Jude.
This is so true.
That you had a conversation with Arden about like these frustrations on some level. And she was like, so immediately, have you ever considered recording every other week? And we're like, no.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
That's never been a consideration.
No.
And...
yeah.
I still don't feel like it is.
Me neither. Because my brain is like the only podcast that I know that doesn't record every or like release every week is every month. And the value they put into it is as if they were releasing a podcast every month. It's like 4-hour podcast. And that puts a different pressure on. Like if we waited once a month, I'd feel like each episode would have to be a banger.
I also just don't feel like that's how you and I work.
No. Also, like,
what I don't feel like it would feel good. I know. I'm like, we'd be bored.
But if we were like delving deep into one topic and like did like notes and stuff, that might be more, like, that would be more feasible. But like, I don't know.
I would still rather do like this month, we're looking at parenting and then do 4 episodes. Yeah. Like, I would not want to do one fucking no.
But that relates to like us being unable to take a fucking vacation from the pod.
Because I know.
The 1 week we take off every year practically is about the pod. Like, you and I are always calling to figure out the new season and figuring out stuff. So it's like we literally can't stop. It is a bug to create. So that's why I'm like, I don't need to stop creating with you. We need to figure out something doesn't feel good and there's some little pain point and we can figure it out.
Well, okay.
It just takes time.
Can I say?
We're not patient.
Can I say some things?
Yeah.
I feel like the way summer is leaning, we're not going to have in-person studio recording.
Unlikely.
And I don't feel like I guess we could go back to the whole like Zoom video promos, but what the fuck was that doing?
No, yeah.
And so I feel like in terms of those structural problems or questions and finding answers to them, I feel like taking it in sort of a what's the most immediate question we're facing, like structure over this summer, I don't think we're going to be in an in-person studio video recording.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's likely that this summer would be just audio.
Yeah. Which, like, is, like, good for
us. It's probably a good experiment for us.
Yeah. Now, we've talked about maybe, like, bringing cameras and doing that. But that, from what we've talked about, I don't think I want to do that.
I think it'll make both of our editing so miserable.
So much worse.
And then we're not even seeing each other in person. So there's no like, fuck, that was miserable.
Yeah.
We're just like.
No like cute. Like, exactly. Interaction.
It's I'm also like, the good thing about video, if there is a good thing about video, it's that we have a good setup.
Yeah.
And like people can see how we interact.
Yeah.
Like that's what I enjoy about it. Like the only things I enjoy about editing the promo video is that I can see us being like, yeah. ourselves, which is nice.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's really any pro of like editing virtual video recordings in like content or for us. I don't know.
It goes to like a question. Like, I've been like thinking, people keep being like, oh, you should like make a food Instagram account. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't need to make a food Instagram account because I don't, mm-hmm. and this is like speaking for myself. I don't think everyone has a food Instagram account for this reason. Okay. But for me, it's like, I don't need to like, tell people I'm cooking. like I don't, that's not why I cook. I cook mm-hmm. because I just want to eat good food and feed people that I love. And so it's like, okay, but like for this, there is a little, like when you say that, I feel it in my stomach. I'm like, wait, but like people aren't going to know we're doing a podcast.
Oh, if we're not promoting it.
Yeah, like yeah, like I know, like there are a lot of people that don't listen to the episodes.
Yeah.
But that like get like have conversation with me or like notice a clip and are like, oh, like I saw you had this person on. Or,
yeah.
Like, how was this? Or like that was a crazy take you had on this. And it was like, oh, like and like so people still are aware of the pod and able to kind of get glimpses of it and of this really important aspect of my life and my work through the Instagram, which I really like. It's just really unfulfilling. And it's like this weird kind of like, I think probably like my own narcissistic like part, like this part of like wanting to be like seen for creating content and like being working hard and actually producing episodes each week. When in reality, I don't really need that. I really just need this to feel better.
I mean, well, I think that is everyone though on social media. Like, I know you're not trying to generalize and I appreciate that, but I also think anyone who's posting anything anytime is like, I want people to see me this way.
Yeah.
Doing this.
Like, literally have changed the password to my Instagram because I have so like it's like so out of Okay, so, wait, what was your other thing?
Well,
Summer, you had another
point. Just back on that really quick though.
Sorry.
I don't think that completely eradicates social media for the summer.
Okay.
Like, I think there's some way to do in-betweens. Like, for a while, we were messing with, like, audio.
Waves?
Just, no, like, over, like, other fucking videos. Yeah.
Audio.
Yeah. I don't know.
The montages that we were doing last summer.
See, it doesn't sound good.
Well, and those sucked. Do you remember how much we hated those? And I was, like, in Arizona trying to get videos of fun life, and it was, like, a
I forgot.
Like, my, it was actually, my life, it made my life look so, I realized, I was like, wow, this is,
okay.
I'm depressed.
So not that.
But, like.
But we've had multiple versions of, well, like, if we're not doing a video podcast, but we're recording over Zoom. Like,
yeah,
there is
that.
Always
yeah,
that
yeah,
option.
That's true. True.
I don't know. We can mess with it. But, okay. Moving on. The other thing I agree with you is the like content.
But you hear how quickly, like I'm just saying,
yeah.
Do you hear how quickly we turn to like then like we go back to it? Like,
yeah,
it's just crazy. Like we've been saying we hate social media ever since we started the pod.
Yeah,
and it's just nuts to see. Like I just love that we have it literally recorded right
but
there. You
I don't
hear
know
it.
What
I feel
to,
it too.
I was saying moving on because you were like, "What's the other thing you were gonna say?"
No, I know, but I'm just saying, see how quickly we both were like, we hate it.
Yeah,
but we can figure out a way to use it.
Yes.
It's crazy.
I don't know if we need to.
Me neither.
Like, I think it's the bigger question of, like, if we're saying right now that we're creating for ourselves.
Yeah.
Why do we need to be promoting it?
We don't if we're creating for ourselves. But that's the question of, like, this is where I come from, is, like, creating for yourselves versus creating for others versus, like, and then how you're supposed to grow an audience when you're just thinking about yourself. And there are people, Jacob Collier, I think, was really creating for himself and was able to grow an audience because, like, his content struck a chord. But
and also his content struck a chord because he was posting it.
Because he was posting it.
Like, a huge part of his podcast was how much he loves video editing.
Yeah.
That was his huge niche when he blew up, was that he would clip a million videos of himself playing every single instrument in this crazy room.
Yep.
And that's what got him.
Yeah. And he was posting that.
Yeah.
And he wanted to because he wanted to make videos and he liked it. But like, yeah.
So have we ever posted something and been like, yay?
Yeah.
I think so.
I've had clips that I've been like, yay. But it's really because the interview went well, right? Like, it's like not, it's because I like the podcast typically more than anything.
And it's not clips of just us.
Like, I think that the car conversation with the sex... I mean, the podcast with the sex worker is probably one of my favorite episodes ever.
Shout out.
And so it's like, go listen to that episode, actually, guys, if you haven't. Like, it's wonderful.
It's
but
so
like,
good.
Season two.
What's her name? Violet?
Violet, yeah.
Violet Vintage.
And, like, those... I liked all those social media clips. And that was, like, a Zoom pod... Like, Zoom clip, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, that was because I liked the podcast more than the actual clip. And the podcast gave us good clips.
Because you want to promote... So when we like the... content when we're proud
well,
of the content
to make also content when the episode
for good episode yeah okay the other thing I was gonna say is that I agree with you that there's like these structural elements that I feel like are more obviously gonna be influenced just by like where whatever environment you and I are both in, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like we can debate those back and forth, but I do think that the more important topic for us to figure out is like there's a subject matter that's feeling bad.
Yeah.
Like, the actually what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And I don't have a solution yet. Like, when you said, like, what do we actually want to be talking about? Like, regardless of the, like, if we were calling it a niche.
Yeah,
what do we want to be talking about? I feel like some of the most interesting conversations we've had and the ones that are, like, unique to what you and I can pull out of people is about super intimate stuff.
I agree.
Like, the sex worker thing is so symbolic of that. But I also think we've had so many guests where you randomly ask, like, what? Have you ever crushed on a friend? Stuff like that is, like, interesting to me. Like, that's really seeing how someone else's brain works. Besides, like, what they're known for. Like, Rufus came on and was talking about, like, porn?
Parenting.
Yeah. Parenting? Like, I don't even know.
Yeah. But, like, then, like, it's like, okay, so then let's niche down there. And, like, so then it's like we're talking to guests about intimacy. Okay, great. But then it's like, but then I know you have feelings
about
that.
I also don't think that's it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Do you think that's it?
No. I, at this point, I think I'm like so, yeah. I think at some point, at this point, I feel like I'm looking, this is like so much my structure thing. I'm so shredding water and for structure, like shredding water and looking for structure that like I want to test different things.
Yeah.
But like we like tested something where it was like more us bringing in content. I really like when we talk to guests. I think I've grown. I mean, my favorite episodes this season have been just the guest ones, I'd probably say.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any other episode that, like, really, like, hit different.
I don't even think so.
And so it's like, okay, so I like that. Scheduling guests is hard, but, like, it's manageable. And it's like, okay. And then it's just like...
I mean, we could also go back to guests every other week in the summer if we're going to be all virtual.
Yeah, we could do that.
Like, I'm thinking of, like, when we were virtual last summer and we had Faith on. Like, I loved that episode.
It was a great episode, yeah. Yeah.
And that was also about, like, intimate subject matter in some way. Like, I think it was about, like, her relationship to art. I honestly feel like the huge majority of our episodes are about people's relationships to art.
Yeah. I don't know if I really fully agree with that, but I know that that's like a thread, like a through line of the podcast.
Like, I'm just like, it always comes up and not always
from us. But
there's
a lot of people that we haven't talked about with, in regards to art.
Yes.
Right? Like, there's a lot of people, like, I would not say the sex worker was an artist in, I don't think she would have considered herself an artist. I don't think that's what it was about.
I don't think so either.
The new model was even artist. Like, I don't think that, it doesn't matter. But, like, I do think that's a, this is a conversation I think we should have on the pod.
I know, I agree.
Because I just think it's too rich. But things, I just, yeah, whatever. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Ugh. See, that stresses me out.
What?
Just
which part?
Like, trying to figure that part. Like, as soon as we actually get into the solution phase of, like, trying to figure out where we're going to, like, niche down, as we just described, even if it's not how we want to describe it, it just becomes so, like, amorphous, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, I think it's one of those things you kind of have to discover.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's Jacob's whole point, right? Like, discover through creating stuff. And I feel like the closest we've gone to practicing that was probably in the fall when we were both introducing topics and we were like, this is really interesting. We both felt interested in all of them. We just didn't feel like there was anything connecting them.
Yeah.
And again, that was for the listener.
Yeah, true. True, true, true. Very good point.
Like, I was like, the listener doesn't have a through line. Like, that's how that whole combo came up.
Conversation. Yeah. So.
Big sigh.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't expecting to come to answer, but that's our dilemma, y'all.
Anyway, that's where we're at. Should we break up? Just kidding. I feel like I'm trying not to overthink the fact.
We also have had that episode title before, by the way.
I know. Oh, I know. I'm like. Trying not to overthink the fact that we both feel very confidently that we should continue.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying not to overthink that into, like, it's just because this is, like, routine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I do think there is an argument to say, oh, let's take a week off at some point, you know?
It's so funny. It's so funny.
But...
being like, maybe let's take a week off to think about it. And we both have panic attacks.
Yeah. And then also, like, what are we really going to be thinking about? Or are we going to be stressed that we're not creating? So that's our dilemma. Mediocre content.
Okay. But let me just say again. I think the stress of not creating is because the creating feels good. Like, to me, I know this is, like, so overwrought and, like, we are not maybe feeling the best about this episode. But I still will feel better leaving here than I was coming in.
Well, it feels good to actually do things and put things into the world. Right?
Yeah.
Like that's like yes. So yeah, I agree. Like working is very satisfying for both of us. And to actually like contribute to a like we're gonna have like a full on like we already do have like a history of our friendship and of our like that's cool. No, just like the history of friendship.
That's
I don't
cool.
know. That's kinda cool that we like yeah.
Okay, that can be what it's called. New podcast name.
History of friendship. Okay. Lula just like fell asleep.
I'm not falling asleep. I'm just thinking. I don't know either. I feel like my biggest takeaway is that it's good that we're on the same page about every single aspect of this.
I agree.
You seem stressed.
Yeah. I wasn't stressed at the beginning. I don't know when I got stressed.
I feel like you got stressed when I started being like, here are ideas.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Because I think it's like, because I think we've talked about a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
And for some reason or another, we keep being like, no, this one not, this one not, this one not. Or it's like, okay. And it's like, okay. It's like, yeah. So.
Sorry you feel stressed about it.
No, I feel fine. I'm just like, yeah. But it's good. We'll have another episode next Sunday, you all.
Maybe not. Maybe we should take a week off.
I really don't see that for us, but sure, we can say maybe. Do you think that's going to happen?
I mean, I don't want to.
I don't think I want to either. Like, that sounds awful.
Okay.
That sounds like, what am I going to do on my Wednesday afternoon?
I don't know.
Like, it's meant for this.
But it's not going to be like, see you next week.
And then we're
going
to like, have a week off, and then it's going to be like another one. It's going to be like, I think it makes sense to take a week off. Maybe even two. Wow. Before season four. And I feel like it should be a season four if we're changing the medium.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think so.
Okay. Me too.
See, I don't know. I feel maybe just a personality difference. But like, I feel better when we're talking about what we don't know what to do.
Usually me too. I just think we have these conversations.
Like, it's like overdone.
Often. And
yeah.
I think about it probably a lot.
Probably daily.
So it's just like, yeah, like I know, like, yeah.
I get
that.
You
could go the sex relationship route, but like there are issues that rise that way. There's like an intimacy route, but like also issues rise. Like we can go through all these routes and like the Yale one is like, you know, like we have like, yeah. I mean, I've been a vocal advocate, I think, for the last little bit of like saying like what I'm most interested in talking about is, and I think you have a much better word for it, but like I've been using the word sex and relationships. I think you've come to the word intimacy, which is a much better word. Mm-hmm. Like, I agree. So if like, I like that. I love that topic.
Yeah.
That's all I'm interested in life.
Same.
And it's like, okay, but like, what does that actually mean?
Right. Right. That's where
like,
we go dot, dot, dot.
I think that's
dot.
What we kind of are talking about. Like this episode, this whole season has been like, oh, like, we're focused on like how people connect in the 21st century, whatever. Is that really what this show is about, though? I don't think so.
Have you listened to the new Modern Love thing that they're doing?
No, you just keep texting me screenshots.
Okay, Modern Love is doing this new, like, I think it's because it's like their anniversary or something. They're doing these special episodes where they have guests come on who are like prominent figures, which they usually do not do. And the guests talk about like a little bit about their work and life. And then they like read an essay that is about love or something that like they feel connected to, and then they relate it back to their work. Like they just had Brittany Howard on, who's this like really famous singer.
That's cool.
Who's lesbian, and she's been like an icon for that for a while. And she like read this essay about like a woman in her 60s having a crush on another woman. And then she talked about how her like new album was inspired by stuff like that. Like I think there are ways to intertwine like.
And we've talked about, like, talking about people's relationships on the pod. And, like,
yeah.
That's why we, like, and, like, making that the episode. But, like, what were the issues, like, but the fears that people aren't going to, like, want to talk about it. There's fear that we're niching down too much. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I still like how, like, I, like, yeah. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. No, I just still, like, I still like the idea of, like, having people talk about, like, their relationships and intimacy. I'm like, I still have a fantasy that a platonic friendship will not become a platonic friendship on this pod. Like they have like, you know, like that's
our climax.
Like that would be so dope. Right? Like if that was what this platform was, where people just told their crushes that they liked each other,
Yeah, I'd be, I love that.
So happy about that.
Okay,
but it's like,
so
what is that actually
listeners,
look like?
You guys need to.
And I'm happy to mediate. Like, I'm happy to, like,
I know.
Like, I'll buy them dinner and, like, pay for their first date. Like,
I know.
But, like, there's a lot of cool things. It's just, like, what does that actually look like in a podcast form? And, who, like, et cetera. And who's
I think
willing
that's
to
an
come,
exciting idea, though.
Okay.
But we need people to stand up.
Yeah. Or we talked about, like, being a relationship advice, like, being uh-huh. advice column, kind of. Like, uh-huh. people send in relationships. But then there was a few of, like, who's going to send in relationship? And, like, are we qualified to give a relationship? It doesn't really matter. It's just, like, I need, I think my thing, and this is, like, probably my entrepreneurial, like, need to, like, quote, unquote, break things fast, is, like, I just want to, like, test things. But it's hard because we are so set in a structure of, like, we have a you go episode, I go episode, then like a guest, and we have a video, and we have Wednesdays afternoons because every other moment of our life is like super busy.
Yep.
So it's just like hard to like both think of a different possibilities, then pursue those possibilities and test them. And I think that's like one of the appeals to short form content is it's like, oh, you can just do so many small little clips and see what hooks. But we don't like short form content.
Yeah.
So it's like there's a lot of things that we're trying to grapple with. And like it's hard to do that given that we're full time college students who also are pretty, at least I'm really, really, really structured.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like I'm less structured, but for some reason have more schoolwork right now.
You are.
And I'm just dead.
Yeah.
NPC mode.
Exciting things, maybe. I mean,
see,
there are
I think
things.
That all of that was exciting.
Me too. I, those
I'm
are
like,
all good.
Like, I can't wait to figure
ideas.
Out how to implement those.
Yeah, it's just that's a good question. Okay. Well, we will
okay.
see you next Sunday because that's how this works.
No breaks ever.
And thank you all so much for listening. And we love you. We'll see you next Sunday. I don't know how
fucked
I
fucked up the fucking out.
So
it's because you said we'll see you next Sunday first.
Oh, okay. Well,
you say, thank
you
for listening. Okay. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.